Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
I said sickness and disease is under curse. I've been redeemed from the curse of law and released to the blessings of Abraham. You said there's no good thing you withhold from me if I walk uprightly before you.
No matter what you're facing, healing belongs to you. You have Jesus' word on it. Today, Kenneth Copeland talks about Jesus' spiritual DNA in the born-again believer and how that applies to living a long, satisfied life.
Let's go back over there to the 91st Psalm now. He'll cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You'll not be afraid of terror by night and the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Pestilence is all part of the curse of sickness and disease, all kinds of sicknesses, all kinds of strange warfare could be put underneath that. Chemical warfare, biological warfare. In the 61st verse of the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, which is the curse of the law, says all sickness and all disease that's not written in this book of the law is under that curse. And will come on you. Amen. See, all of it. I don't care how many new diseases they come up with. Right. They can't find one that's not covered in there. Amen. I mean, because you, the devil can't come up with anything new. He's not a creator. You understand this? He doesn't have anything new. Amen. He can't do that. I mean, when you get on this song, I'm telling you right now, you got him by the nose and there's nothing he can do about it. You just give it a good twist and say, get on your knees.
Amen.
But now here's another thing. Whatever you're believing for, in this case, we're talking about healing, right? Don't go into this battle without being well armed in the Word. Now, this is part of your weaponry right here. And our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're power. They're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. So you let the Word fight its own fight. Amen. A lot of people, you ask them, you know, what scripture are you standing on for your healing? Well, you know, all of them, I guess. No, you're not. Amen. There's no use pulling an empty gun on anybody. No, it just laugh at you. But let me tell you what, sweetheart, you pull that sword on him. Amen. And you let him run up on that a few times. He comes storming in there over you, and you just start quoting that 91st Psalm to him. You just start quoting 1 Peter 2:24. Amen. Just stick it in him and twist it. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, Satan, this is who I am. This is what I have. Glory to God. I'm not trying to get this. This belongs to me. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He's the Lord High Priest over this psalm. Glory to God. Now notice this. You will tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon. You will trample underfoot. Amen. You believe that? Well, of course you do. Because, now, suddenly we've changed persons again. From verse 14 on is the voice of your heavenly Father. Look at this. Because he is me. Because he, well, to whom is he speaking? He's talking to Jesus about me. Whoa. Because Kenneth has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high. Do we sit on high? We've been raised up together and made to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, far above, far above, far above. He is the head and we're the body. The feet are in the body. Hallelujah. Far above principalities and powers. He set his love on me. And just so much. I do this a lot. I begin to praise God and I say, Father, I like to make a combination of the of what was said in the old covenant and bring it over into the new covenant. I want to praise you, Lord. I want to praise you, my heaven. I love you with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, and all of my strength. I love my neighbor as myself because that pleases you. Now here I come over in the new covenant. And I love the brethren even as you love the brethren and gave yourself a ransom for us all. Gave yourself for us. Gave yourself to us. Then, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose I am and whom I serve, I place my love upon you today. Hallelujah. I bless you today with all my heart, all my soul. Hallelujah. Because he set his love upon me, I'll deliver him. I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. Now, that is referring to covenant authority of the believer. Known my name indicates authority. Amen. In other words, he understands and knows his authority in me, and he uses it. Amen. Because he's put his love upon me and he has known my name, he'll call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Back up just a second. What does long life mean? It's sitting on the rock base, right? God's referring to the 120 years. He established that long before. He established that back here in book number one. With long life. What life? 120 years. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I noticed back when, I was approaching 70. And of course, you know, the devil's trying to beat me around the head about it. And I noticed some things with my physical body and so forth and so on. And I spent some time praying about it, and the Lord said this to me. He said, Kenneth, well, one of the things, I took after my mother's side of the family, and my grandfather, grandmother, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, and the family around that, as I looked up that family tree and so forth, they all died mid to late 70s. And you know, the devil's trying to use that on me too. Well, the Lord said to me, he said, Kenneth, you're paying attention to your natural DNA. He said, don't you remember in my word, it says you're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God that liveth in the body of heaven? I said, yes, sir. He said, you've got my spiritual DNA. He said, I'm your father's son. And your DNA and Jesus' DNA are exact.
Amen.
You're exactly like him. You're not a little like him. You're like Adam was when I created him. He was exactly like me in every respect, in likeness and image. Whoa. So I began to put pressure on that. And these other things that show up, and I said, no, that's the natural side of the family. This is the supernatural side of the family. And I noticed this, as my physical DNA began to lead me down this way, my spiritual DNA came in and arrested that. And in a lot of ways, I'm talking about physically now, in a lot of ways, I'm stronger today than I was 20, 25 years ago. And so, this is very important. This is extremely important. Now, your spiritual DNA was programmed to keep your body strong for 120 years. Now, where's the problem? There's really, let me take this another step further. When you turn over there to the book of Leviticus and so forth, and you run into all of those food laws. Oh, people don't want to hear that. Well, no, this is New Covenant. We can eat anything you want to. Not to live 120 years, you can't. God hadn't changed. His word hadn't changed, and pigs haven't changed. A pig is still a pig, and he ain't fit to eat. Now, I know some of you said, well, you know, I think I'll go on home now. No. Well, Brother Copeland, that was under the law. Well, the reason it was under the law, God made it a law to keep them from eating pigs. Because he didn't create the swine for food. That thing had another purpose. Now, all of the foods that are in the good column, that whole thing is designed based on 120 years. It's not based on you eating something you don't want to eat. It's based on this physical body being nourished as it should for that whole 120 year period of time. Because that's the bedrock upon which it sits, is that statement God made. His days are 120 years. Well, you ought to be healed for the whole 120 year period of time. The physical part of it, that's not having correct spiritual food, not having correct mental or intellectual food, and not having correct physical food. Because you got to eat spirit, soul, and body. And Jesus made the statement, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. So spiritual food is important. Now, religion is not spiritual food. No. Religious tradition and so forth won't feed your spirit. But the integrity of the written word will feed your spirit. And when your spirit is well fed, you have faith. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't get strong spiritually by hearing someone say, you never know what God's gonna do. Well, tradition never knows what he's going to do, but word people know. Because he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen? So you can see the principle. Now, the other thing that is terribly damaging is unforgiveness. Not walking in the law of love. And since it is a law that we love the Lord our God and one another even as God loved us. It is a law. It is not optional. And it is the key issue to long life. Amen. That has to be in place. You can have, you can eat right and all that, but you're feeding your physical body right, but if you're not keeping the law of love, then you're not feeding your spirit right. Amen. It can't. That's poison to the human spirit. It's poison to the human brain. Fear and unforgiveness thoughts have been proven. How many of you watch Carolina Leaf on our broadcast? It has been proven scientifically that fear and unforgiving thoughts damage the brain. Now you hear all kinds of funny jokes and stuff about getting old and can't remember anything. But the problem is not with the brain. Because the brain is the only physical organ that gets better with age. The problem is what the thing is being fed, both spiritually, intellectually, and physically. And then it starts having all kinds of chaos, particularly if there's fear and unbelief. Because you get the brain gets into chaos, then the chemistry of the physical body is not working like it's supposed to. Anyway. I said all that to say this. We're supposed to be well. We're supposed to be healed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, are you receiving this morning?
Yes, sir.
Well, this whole time this morning has been spent establishing the fact that healing belongs to you and me. It is paid for, lock, stock, and barrel, and there was an enormous price paid for it. And if you will just relax and receive it, it's belonged to you for 2,000 years.
Someone is healed from an abscess in their mouth right now. You're right. Look, she's right down there.
I have Suda That's here awesome. From Pennsylvania. And this Tuesday, she was scheduled to have a root canal because she developed an abscess on her right tooth, right side of her mouth. And the abscess was a physical lump that she could feel, and it resulted in tingling in her ear. But I want you to know, she teaches Bible study, and she believed in her heart and confessed before those Bible students, before she came to this meeting, I will not be getting a root canal. I shall be healed and made. whole. And I'm telling you, in this meeting, she started feeling tingling on the right side of her mouth. As a result, she put her hand in her mouth, the lump in her mouth, the abscess is gone, the tingling in her ears have stopped. I'm telling you, amen.
It's right here, wasn't it?
That's what, and I was saying, Lord, please have them call this out, because I need to take it as a testimony to my class.
You know? Praise God.
Praise God. It's gone. It's gone.
Well, the Lord answered your prayer, girl.
It's just, I have to confess it when a healing happens. I have to state it. I have to share it. It strengthens it. So that's what I wanted to do. So when he called it, I said, oh, yes, it's me. So, and the lump is gone. There was tingling, a tingling in my jaw a little bit. It still is, I feel a little bit in my jaw, okay, when he said it, that's when. But my ears had been buzzing, ringing for days now as a result of whatever the infection was, okay, it's gone completely, completely clear. So yes, I'll take my testimony back to my class. I do not need it. I will go to the doctor because he wants to take x-rays. I have my before x-rays. I want to compare them. So it's like, and I told him, you know, it's not going to be. So there we are. That's my testimony.
This is Tracy Lancaster. She's from Wardoff, Maryland. And she's had many areas in her body where she's had arthritis. But in particular today, she's been experiencing fingers she could not move. If you look, she's standing here moving her fingers that were not able to move when she came into service this morning.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Come on, move your fingers. Yeah. Move them. Move them. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Ooh.
Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
My knee was swollen Thursday, Friday, and I said, Lord, I'm pressing to come in here because I'm coming with expectation. I know I am healed 2,000 years ago, but today I'm whole. I'm walking out
here.
Not the same way I came in here in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let's give God praise. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
She came with expectation.
Hallelujah.
She came with expectation.
In 2013, doctor diagnosed me with rheumatoid arthritis. And last year I started receiving a lot of symptoms, you know, of the stiffness, the swelling, and a lot of pain. And I was changing my diet, and a lot of things had taken place in my life since then. I've been a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministry for years. A lot of things, I would just believe in God for totally healing. I already knew I was healed 2,000 years ago, but to be made whole and healthy again. So as I've been staying on the Word of God, listening to the Word, reading the Word, yesterday and Thursday, my knee was swollen. I was in a lot of pain. So I said, Lord, I said, I am healed. I said, sickness and disease is under curse. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law and released to the blessings of Abraham. You said there's no good thing you withhold from me if I walk uprightly before you. I would not, if I come here today, I would not leave out the same way I came in. And that was my confession today. And as I listened to the word of faith, listening to Kenneth Copeland coming here, I came here with great expectations that my index finger, this one right here wouldn't bend all the way. This one would not go all the way down, but now it's doing this. And so is this one. And I thank God for that. I give them all glory and honor for that. In the name of Jesus, I do.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.